Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, give him glory, give him glory, give him glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For have not I declared that the whole earth shall be filled with my glory? I've spoken and said that the whole creation is groaning, waiting for the adoption of sons. Knowing this hour that even as I pierced the side of Adam and caused the bride to come forth, even as I pierced the side of my son and caused the bride to come forth, know that in this hour I'm piercing the nations, that my church, that my house might come forth. Know that in this hour that the church shall become called that which is borderless, for Bethel shall arise in this hour. The place where God is, the place where God arises. Borderlessness shall be the sign of the coming forth of my kingdom. For certainly in places that are uncommon and places that are not called my house shall come the arising of the sign of the Lord, the hand and manifestation of the Almighty God in this hour. For know, my people, that I'm creeping into all of the places of the world, and the nation shall arise and flow into that which is called Bethel. And they shall declare that the Lord, He is God. They shall declare that the hand of the Lord stretches out throughout all of the earth. And there shall none be able to withstand the glory of my presence. For know that in this hour I'm piercing once again. I'm causing the oil to come forth. I'm causing the waters to flow. I'm causing the breaking of the dam in this hour. I'm causing the manifestation of my word and its power in this hour. Know that I'm reforming and I'm correcting. Know that I'm realigning and I'm reestablishing. And there shall emerge fresh leadership. There shall emerge fresh praise. There shall emerge fresh glory. For I'm breaking, I'm breaking, I'm breaking the old and I'm bringing forth the new. For I call this a new day. I call this a day of Bethel. And Bethel shall not be a place. For the places shall be broken and the glory of the Lord shall come forth. Said the Spirit of the living God.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome to God's Woman of Excellence Ministries. I'm your host, Virtuous Lady, and I declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. We are so glad to be back with you here live right here on Blog Talk Internet Radio. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for another time, oh God, for being on the air, Lord God. Father God, we just pray, Lord God, that you would have your way, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch every listener that will tune in live and on the archives. God, I pray that you would bless them and bless them indeed, Father. I pray that they would receive your word, Father, and that your word would fall on good ground, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, Lord, that your people, oh God, your women of God, your handmaidens, oh God, God, that they will be empowered through your word, empowered by your Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. We give you glory on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done and that he is still yet doing in the earth realm. Hallelujah. Well, today we're going to be speaking on God's handmaidens. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Recently, as I was studying the word of the Lord, I came across this article entitled God's Handmaidens from one of my study Bibles. And in fact, it is the Woman Thou Art Loose edition of the Holy Bible. Amen. And the article is entitled God's Handmaidens. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the scripture is found in the book of Joel, chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verses 29. I'm going to start at verse 28, and I'm going to read through verse 32. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass afterwards, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Verse 30. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Mm-hmm. And in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are God's handmaidens. If you are a woman of God, hallelujah, and if you have repented of your sins, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, you are God's handmaiden. Glory to God. And the very word handmaiden is defined as a female servant to serve or assist. Glory to God. The word handmaiden is a female servant, amen, or we will call them a deaconess, which is a servant, or to serve or to assist. Glory to God. That is what we as women of God do in the kingdom of God. We are called to serve, amen, in this body of Christ, amen, and in this world. We are called to serve and to assist the Holy Spirit in the earth realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 29, which is our focus scripture today. I'm going to read it again. Glory to God. It says, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days I will pour out my spirit. Glory to God. We are living in the last days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I want to read this article in your hearing. Glory to God, entitled God's Handmaidens. And it says, some of you do not understand the benefits of being single. In reality, while you're not married, you really ought to be involved with God. Single women often forget some very important advantages they have. At 5 o'clock in the morning, you can lie in bed and pray in the spirit until 7:30. You can lie prostrate on the floor and worship the Lord without having to answer anyone. This time in your life is for you to charge up the battery cells. It's time to pamper, time to take luxurious baths in milk and honey. You can lie there in the bath, praising and worshiping the Lord for as long as you want. Before you ask the Lord for another man, take care of him. Glory to God. If you are not ministering to his needs, and yet you are always before him asking him to send you one of his princes to minister to your prayers, and are not being heard because you are not being faithful to him. When you become faithful in your singleness, then you will be better prepared to be faithful with a husband. If you disregard the perfect husband, which is Jesus, you will certainly disregard the rest of us. The Lord wants you to come home at the end of a day and say, Lord, I went through so much today. I am so glad you're here. I just couldn't wait to get alone and worship you and praise you and magnify you tonight. Is our night. I'm not so busy that I don't have time for you. If you don't have time for God, you don't have time for a husband. Amen. Hallelujah. There is nothing wrong with wanting to be married. Simply take care of the Lord while you're waiting. Minister to him. Let him heal you and loose you and worship him. Single woman ought to be most consecrated women in the church. I'm going to repeat that. My God. Glory to God. Single women ought to be the most consecrated women in the church. Good God. Hallelujah. You are the one whose shadows ought to fall on people and they be healed. You are in a position and posture of prayer. Glory to God. The Lord has become your necessary food. While some married women are dependent on their husbands, single women learn to be dependent on the Lord. God told Joel, and on my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit. Glory to God. There is a special relationship with single believer. Hallelujah. God has a special anointing for the woman who is free to seek him. Her prayer life should explode in miracles. Glory to God. My God, today, your prayer life should explode in miracles. My God, today, hallelujah. This is God's handmaiden. You are God's handmaiden. Glory to God. So seek to focus on the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Hallelujah. Seek to be God's handmaiden. Hallelujah. And I want to read a New Testament scripture, amen, which is found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 18. And it parallels this text that we just read, Joel 2, amen, Acts 2:18, and it says, "And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." Glory to God. That is what the word of the Lord is on today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and give you praise. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for this word, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God, because you are great. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, glory to God, that we are your handmaidens, oh, God. Hallelujah. We seek, oh God, hallelujah, to develop our relationship with you like none other, Father God. We seek, oh God, hallelujah, you, Father God, and your kingdom first and your righteousness, Father. You said in your word that all other things will be added unto us. Father, we seek your face, oh God, hallelujah, in this season of consecration, God. Hallelujah, we want more of you, Father, and we surrender all of us, oh God. Hallelujah, so we can be your true handmaiden, oh God, a woman of God, a woman of virtue, Lord God, a woman, oh God, that will serve, oh God, a woman that will serve, oh God, in your kingdom, oh God, and then be an extension, oh God, and a true ambassador, Lord God, in the earth realm, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, touch, oh God, every woman of God that will tune in, Father, I pray that you will empower, I pray, oh God, that you will anoint her afresh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, God, I pray, hallelujah, God, that our prayer life, oh God, hallelujah, will go to another level, Lord God, another realm, oh God, in your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our God, for we are your handmaidens. We're your servants. Glory to God. And we're postured and we're in position. Glory to God. Our God. Hallelujah. For you, Holy Spirit, oh God, to empower us, oh God. For you, Holy Spirit, to lead us and to guide us and to direct us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you and we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we honor you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We honor you and we bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. That's all the time I have for today. Amen. We will be back with you on next week, same time, same channel. Amen. God's Woman of Excellence Ministries will be back next Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And we will be speaking on another broadcast. Amen. To empower you as a woman of God in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. We love you on today. Please email us, amen, if you would like to send your prayer request. Please email us at God's Woman of Excellence Ministries at yahoo.com. Praise God. We'll be so glad to connect with you. Amen. Please do follow us, amen, under Pastor Lisa Martin. This is Virtuous Lady, amen, from God's Woman of Excellence Ministries. Until our next broadcast, we love you in the Lord. Be empowered and be encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen.